Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, spiritual mentor and a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power through sound, voice, and the power of your thought. This is an empowerment program where I bring people from all walks of life that bring their gifts and share the gifts to the world. The artists, spiritualists, authors, and anyone who is showing their gifts and bringing their gifts through love and not through fear. What is the meaning of life? To make meaning. This past year's events affected each and every one of us, at home, at work, maybe no work. But ultimately, this coronic era is encouraging us to shed away all the veils and filters that we've been adding to ourselves and to our spiritual journey. We're learning to release all that doesn't serve us, all the constraining thoughts that have confined us to a structure in believing in everything but ourselves, stripping away our imagination, a place of wonder. To arrive to a place of wonder, once again, we must exercise this muscle, the muscle of imagination. Wonder is a place where our inner child can come out and play, free of judgment and external influences. My guest today on the show is Gina Ann. She is a mom, a children's book author, and an intuitive spiritual counselor specializing in bringing healing to our inner child. She's been a guest on the show already. Over 17 years teaching children ranging from preschool to high school in the academic, physical, and special education allowed her gifts to flourish. As a published children's author from Hay House, she has been invited on many podcasts and radio shows sharing her professional experiences. She specializes in the inner child of all walks of life, embracing her clairvoyant and empathic gifts to tap directly into the collective unconsciousness where all information is shared. Also, later on, will be joining us Gina's daughter, Megan, who is the inspirational character Bobo in the newest and latest book by Gina, Jojo Joins the Sea Show. So without further ado, I would like to invite Gina on to the frame. Hi, Gina, how are you? Let's unmute. Can you unmute your mic? There you go. Hi, Gina.
Hi, Ilan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You're good. I'm doing amazing. I have my daughter here, so this is really fun.
Oh, that's cool. That's great. So you've been on the show already, and for those who haven't seen the previous show, we are here today, just like the other show, to talk about your new book. You have a series of children's books that is Jojo Visits, Jojo Goes, Jojo Sees, but Jojo is the main character. And
yes.
Jojo is you.
She's a fairy angel. And me. Yeah, she's my inner child.
She's your inner child. So tell us a little bit more about the books, about how you are incorporating the books into your spiritual counseling, working with young adults, with children. You'll probably do a better job than I did in introducing you.
No, not at all. You're doing amazing. So what inspired me, I've always loved storytelling. And I love being around children. And I think being playful and playing should never stop. I feel we come into this world with all the answers. And then life experiences take over. And we kind of lose the imagination because we get stuck in day to day. And so when I wrote these books, of course, you know, I had to tap into my inner child, just like everything else, trauma and life experience took over. And I had to find her again and start playing. And
so I'm sorry to cut you, but this is, you're saying things that are just sparking questions and sparking interest. After you complete this, maybe you can share with us, how does one go into tapping into their inner child? I mean, we hear about this all the time now, and you're doing this, and I've been going through this work. How does one tap into their inner child? And what does that mean?
Well, for me, how I assist people in tapping into their inner child is really getting to the root of why they're hiding their inner child. So when we get to the root of that, then she or he or they can come out to play. And we do that through play. And it's not organized play. Play is like, for children go outside, they jump in a puddle, they don't care if their shoes get
That's
dirty,
right.
they just go.
That's right.
They don't think about it.
That's right.
So they don't organize. They're like, oh, I'm going to go to the park, up the slide, down the swing. No, they just go.
That's right.
And this works. I love when neuroscience procreates with the spirituality. That's where the magic is. So, you know, neurologically, our synapses are being stimulated every time we play.
That's right.
It, whether it's in work or play, in silence, within all relationships.
That's right. So we are here to talk about your new book. You just the fourth book, right?
Yes.
It's the fourth book. And Jojo goes to see the sea show. So now there are these storylines that are very fun reading. And you draw characters from in the books from life experiences. So you're using the books also in working with children. So tell us about the process of the books, of how you come to write the books, of how you come to find the characters and all that.
Right. Well, the characters are either the generosity spirit or actual people that have crossed my path, whether they're children, adults. That means they're life lessons. The characters really are based upon life lessons. And Jojo and her magical stone is her intuition.
Mm.
That's why it beats faster and it beats stronger and starts directing her more in every book. And so there's a life lesson in every book.
So there is, so there is like, so this magical red stone that you're talking about, this is like her heart, right? This
is like her intuition. It beats like her heart.
Her heart, her intuition, right?
Beats like her heart. So it's her intuition. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Our hearts send more messages to the brain than the other way around. It's interesting. So, so now, so how do you go about incorporating that with children and
so my books have been useful in schools. In I brought my books to hospitals, or they've asked for them, in addiction centers, rehabilitation centers, because they provide not only the imagination, but also there's, like I said, there's an underlining meaning. And I feel when we tap into the spirituality, it's not thrown in your face, spirituality, but you can feel it. And so my characters are always drawn, like I said, from those lessons. And like this one is devoted and dedicated to my daughter. And the last book was, you know, dedicated to my son. And so every book has this special connection to me and with me. And the stories come because they're in my head.
Well, you're a storyteller. I mean, I know. I mean, I know you like to tell stories, and the way that you tell stories are really playful and sometimes like children. You know, they do things that. As adults, we are kind of very confined. No, don't do this. No, don't do this.
Right. I'm all for adventures. So I live through her adventures. And I bring all of you with me. So they're for everybody. I mean, when I go to schools or hospitals or orphanages or, you know, just reading at the library or, you know, it's for children, but it's amazing how adults resonate with it.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It's it takes me on the same notes to music that is being there are composers that write children's music, which they're writing music in a very simple way. And I really don't believe that is the case. Children and kids can understand very complex music.
Absolutely.
Compositions.
So they're underestimated. They feel more than we do. You know, I always introduce something new in my books too, just so it's a food for thought. So it goes beyond. And it's very healing. They're conscious stories, you know, that build life skills, build confidence, what children are going through in life. So if you read to your children, or teachers read to the children or adults, or if an adult reads it, I've given this to my clients and they've read the book before they go to bed, and it makes them calm.
Well, I have the books. I'm waiting for the last book. So you have the book. Do you have the copy of the book there?
I do.
Yeah, there you go. Ah, that's awesome. It. And it's interesting because the picture that hangs behind you on the wall is kind of is the same color. I see it's the same color scheme. Similar color scheme, turquoise. And turquoise is, for you who are watching, turquoise in Kabbalah and in other esoteric teachings, turquoise is to calm and to remove any negativity. And so it's interesting that, did you know that, by the way, when you had the picture?
I didn't know that. It's just, I see it, feel it, hear it, and then it comes to life.
That's cool. So you didn't know that the color in the background, you picked it just intuitively?
Megan and I did.
Oh, Megan. So, okay, so let's bring Megan
and
in.
Where's
Megan?
Okay, come here, Bubble. Come here, little one.
There you are. Hello, Megan. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Wonderful to meet you here on the air in this kind of format. So how does it feel to be, you have a book based on your character, based on your... Do you feel
it's
that the character... Go ahead.
You know, it's definitely cool. I'm happy. This has kind of been in production for a while now, so just to see the final copy and all the illustrations is kind of surreal.
So it feels surreal, huh? Do you feel that? Did you read the book?
Yes, I did. So when I got here, the book just finally just got here, so I was able to actually hold it up in my hands and like feel it and see it and look at all the colors, and it's finally here.
That's cool. So, do you feel that the character that your mom portrayed in the book is kind of an accurate or close character to you? Like, do you
Yes,
identify with the
it's
character?
definitely. Yeah, I identify with the character, especially just in the first illustrations of the book where I'm like spitting the seawater out at JoJo and playing around with her and
See?
dragging her by her toes. And
So
I definitely identify
what's with
with
the
that.
spitting water?
You did that in the bathtub to me.
You know, in the bathtub, in the pool,
Cool.
like, you know, I'd always play around with her, doing little things like that, teasing her.
So spitting water is kind of like this kind of thing? Like when you say
It's more like just playing around. Like, I guess it kind of brings the inner child aspect because, you know, we'll be in the pool and I'll just grab some water and spit it at her and just kind of act like children.
Well, I mean,
Which is lovely that my kids still want to play.
their mom is didn't let the play go, so why would they let the play go? And this is great. This is great. I've been in the, going back to the inner child, talking about the inner child, I can talk about myself. Going to the inner child is really revealing and bringing so many things up, and it's such a, it's like when you have a yoke lifted off your shoulders, it's like, whew. And when you carry something heavy and then you let go of that, you feel very light. You feel like you are, if you carry something up the stairs or you carry a heavy load and you let it go, you feel very light, kind of a second of very light body experience. And that is the feeling, that is the spiritual feeling of that. So,
Well, Megan's highly intuitive too. Like, she also has the gift. She just has it. She doesn't use it as her occupation.
how are you? So Megan, so your intuitiveness, how are you using it? Because looking at you, I can tell that you know it and you're very aware of it, and it's great. So how does this helps you during your daily life?
During my daily life, I guess it kind of helps me read the room, and definitely feel out the energies of different people, and helps me react to certain situations. If I should react, you know, feeling out, definitely, like, I would consider myself an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. And I kind of base my day upon that, you know, in certain situations. If, you know, I could tell someone's having a negative day, if I could help them out or give them their space, I can kind of feel that out.
So you're not, but you're not letting the situations outside dictate how you feel.
Yeah, I don't let it dictate how I feel because I think I've learned to kind of protect myself and protect my own energy while still being able to read other people's energies.
Did you start noticing that recently, or is it something that just came? Oh, I'm Gina's daughter, so it automatically there. It's automatically there. Or did you slowly start understanding things and
I
getting
think
into?
I slowly started to understand. Like, I've always had it, but I never understood it until I got more into like the spiritual world. And like, I didn't understand until, you know, I guess I would say almost recently in the last couple years
I see.
is where I understood more about myself, more than I could understand more about it.
Was there any, what was the trigger?
Trigger.
What was the trigger that brought you into,
I guess it
ah, I
was
get it.
the trauma that I had been through as a child, and then just like overcoming that, I guess, coming into adulthood and overcoming that. So I think that definitely was a turning point.
I see. Are you comfortable in sharing what you've gone through, or is it something that you like to keep for yourself for now?
It's something that I'd like to keep to myself for now, but it's definitely, you know, growing up with people who put you down negatively is something that I have trauma from.
I mean, listen, good for you because I mean, you're in your 20s, right?
Yeah.
You're in your 20s and you got a head start. I mean, for people my generation, took half a lifetime.
That's right.
so you're ahead of the game, but you know it's good. It's continuously a continued growth. That's how I am. But you like to play.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what definitely I think what also symbolizes in the story. I like to play.
What do you like in the book the most?
I think it's the interaction between Bobo has with Jojo. I think that's what I love the most, is just the interaction that they have together. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course they go to the sea show and that's great, but like I said, I think it's just what symbolizes our relationship definitely comes out in the book.
That's great. And that's very beautiful, you know, to see a mother and a daughter this age, in this age and time, and in these ages that have a good relationship and a good connection and a playful connection. And I know you have also a great connection with your son, Gina, and he was in the previous book. He was Christos in the previous book, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes.
The bat.
The bat.
The
yes.
bat. The bat.
And she's, yeah. Yes.
Right. It's really
good. Sometimes great. I bring characters back in. So in some of my books, sometimes from the past characters, I bring them to future. So that's always fun for the kids, or like if someone returns.
Yeah, because otherwise I say, what, you kill the character? That's not good. You have to bring them in.
Right,
that's,
no. Yeah, no, they're infinite. Yeah.
No,
that's the thing about play, because it leaves a legacy on and on and on.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's really fun. And you write it also in a very fun way. Unconventional way, I'd say. I can say that. So anyone who's watching, you're welcome. No, absolutely. Anyone who's watching, we have Gina Ann and Megan Grieve, right?
Yes.
And we're talking about the new book of Gina, Jojo Joins the Sea Show, right? Let me see the book. Well, we'll have the book here too, but you have the links. You have the links here to Gina's website and you can check. This is a really great. It's a great addition to have to whatever you're doing, inner child work, or just work with yourself. Now, Gina, you are also you're not just writing books. I mean, you are working as an intuitive counselor, intuitive spiritual counselor, and you do readings, and you combine many disciplines together.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you always use the books, or sometimes you say, you know what, I'm not going to use the books today?
I, you know what? No one is cookie cutter. So whenever I have a session or a reading, if it comes through, it comes through. If it doesn't, there's always aspects for the books. I don't have to necessarily show the books. So for example, in this book, there's Bobo, right? She's a sea angel. If anybody knows what a sea angel is, it's really quite fascinating.
It is.
And yes, we have a character who's Tony the shark, and he comes barreling down. And sharks are known to eat and scary. And he comes and you're scared, but then you see he has no teeth and he's harmless. He's actually a comedian in the book. So sometimes we judge someone by the way they look. And in this book teaches that we have a respect for all things, that we all have gifts, even if we do look different or are different, we're all unique.
Or that somebody's look is triggering us, because really we're working on triggers, yeah. You know, and
absolutely.
People trigger us, not because them, but because of us. And so we get triggered, like the shark, for example, just to illustrate it. Didn't you say that the shark doesn't have sharp teeth?
Yeah.
It's like one line.
So he comes over and it looks very scary.
Oh, there he is.
And yeah, that's Tony. And then when they meet, look how he's smiling and laughing. He has no teeth.
He has one line of teeth. You know, he's like one of those.
He has none. He has no teeth. So he has to gum like kelp juice and everything. And cotton candy sea grapes, which are real items underneath the sea.
That's interesting. Yesterday we were talking and you're talking about the sea angel.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sea angel, and the other, what was the other one?
Well, what happens is the sea butterfly, the sea angel.
The sea butterfly and the sea angel. Yeah. Tell the story.
The sea angel is very innocent looking with lovely little blue eyes, looks so innocent and likes to play and likes to tease. But when she's hungry, she latches onto a sea butterfly, and then this big tentacle comes out and eats the sea butterfly.
And the sea angel kind of tricks the sea butterfly to be friends.
Yes.
Right?
Like,
oh, yeah, yes. I'm your friend. Hello. Yeah. Boom. Right?
Yes. So for me, that's reminiscent of Megan when she was very little. She liked getting her way. And so she had this way of, I mean, she couldn't fool me, but of trying to manipulate so she can get her way.
And today she doesn't get her way. No.
Right? No, only if I let her get her way.
That's cool.
I guess I kind of use my energies and my powers to get my way.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah, that's... So what do you do, Megan? What do you like doing? Tell us about yourself a little bit.
So I just graduated college, and I'm in medical assisting school right now because I want to do something with skincare. I don't know if I want to become a dermatologist or a medical esthetician, but eventually I want to open up my own business of skincare lines and natural products, and that's what I absolutely love to do.
And I know because you like nature and natural, so it's all natural. There's no chemicals or any of that nonsense, right?
Yeah, I don't want any chemicals or anything. Like usually at night when I wash my face, I'll just put like rosehip oil or coconut oil, something like that, like very basic and natural. So I definitely want to create a skincare line that comes from that.
Well, so part of her personality is playful. So one day she was at home and she made this turmeric face mask. She created it. So she took the mask off, her face was orange.
How long?
It was orange for 2 days.
For 2 days.
2 days. Wow.
But I let her do it.
It made my skin really nice.
It's just, she created her own thing, and it did. Her skin was gorgeous, but it turned her orange. Skin orange. She's always been like this as a child. She has bring in a little squirrel that was a baby squirrel, then named it Da Vinci and tried to bring it back to life. You know, she's always tried to create things, and she's had this personality since, you know, in utero, I say.
Wow. Well, that's a you definitely are glowing. I mean, both of you are glowing, but you, Megan, are glowing. I mean, you could see that. So I don't know if it's something that you put on your face or you're just, it's natural. The right answer will be it's natural. And
I actually just woke up and went to work and I don't have anything on.
And wow, this is really great. So do you did you participate in doing other things like production things in the book, or was it just no mom, you can have my personality as the character, this is enough for you?
I helped with the design aspect, so definitely she would send me the illustrations, and we'd kind of pick what we'd like and what we wouldn't like and kind of tweak some of the characters and the colors of it as well. So I definitely handled with that aspect.
Oh, that's cool. So Gina, you're doing all the animation, you're doing all the illustration.
I create the characters and I give it to the publishing company, and I design it through for the publisher and the illustrator, because I want to have creative control, because I have the vision of what they look like and the colors and the shapes and the textures.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool. So tell me now, how are you during this coronic era? I mean, you know, many families have experienced different things. Some experienced difficult times. Personally, it's been a blessing. There's a lot of growth, a lot of creation, a lot of closeness, new connections. But how did you experience it? Either of you, Megan, Gina,
I experienced it in different ways. So definitely it was a lot of like self-reflection, and, you know, boredom, and, you know, sometimes bad things come out of boredom. And it was definitely a new entrance, because everything that I had known before and what I was working towards had shut down because of COVID. So it basically turned my life upside down, and I had to go searching for a whole new job, and I never was in this position before. And it was definitely just different, and the whole new form of communicating with people, I just like wasn't used to. I liked that social aspect, so taking that away was very difficult for me.
I see. How about you, Gina? I mean, we speak several times, and we spoke last time in the program. I think it was still during the coronic era, but since then, mm-hmm. how things?
Me personally, I really like the slowdown. However, my clients increased to young adults because, you know, they had this way of socializing and self-gratification and very impulsive. So we're learning this way, and I'm teaching this way or assisting this new way to reintegrate into this new paradigm of socialization. For me personally, I like the slowdown. I didn't like, obviously, the hardships, the financial, the emotional, the physical hardships. But I felt our world needed a little quiet. And what I loved about it the most in these young adults and adults is, guess what? They had so much time to think. Now we can start connecting to the imagination and playing. Let's use the imagination of how we can work out, how we can create fun, right? You can't create fun, but you can do things that are out of the scope. And we're so into the familiar. How about let's go to the unfamiliar?
That's right.
It was reignited. The imagination was reignited.
Let's do something that we're not familiar with, so it gets us out of this stagnation, out of this...
The mundane
or the stagnation or whatever it is that mm-hmm. keeps us in the same place, because it really starts from our thoughts, how we are channeling and the manifest. So here is one thing. It's not enough to just say, okay, I'm connecting to my inner child, but the inner child means what on the physical level, on the materialistic level, or on the concrete level. It means to come and to do things out of the ordinary.
Yes.
Right?
It allowed us an opportunity to recreate our lives in a way that can bring us joy and fulfillment. Absolutely. And not stick with all the grit and the doom Absolutely. And gloom. Let's make it into the bliss. So some of my characters, they're known for being scary. Let's reframe it and make them good.
Like the shark, like Tony.
That's right. Our perceptions are very, you know, limited. So it opened up the scope of our perceptions. And, you know, hopefully my intention for others is to lower the judgments of others.
Yeah. Yeah, I say that challenging our perception is like going to a gym for our imagination. It's like a gym. We have to practice this muscle all the time to say, you know, we have this certain idea of something, and certain idea could be, I mean, I can talk about myself, some aspect of self-sabotaging that I believe certain things about myself. And that is a belief. It becomes a construct. And until that is being removed, nothing can move forward. And I know that from myself. Where I've been and how things have been for me in the past. And it is, and sometimes there is a reminder, you know, there is a rock sometimes there is like a pebble, and it's like a rock or a pebble that goes into the shoe sometimes, you know, and mm-hmm. it's very little, you know, very little thought. It is like this little stone that goes into the shoe, but once it's in the shoe, it feels huge because I can't walk, you know, so it's really just like, take a couple of seconds, untie the shoe, take the rock out, the little stone out, and continue flying, continue imagining. This is wonderful. I really love it.
I've been a fan of your show for a long time. And so I've noticed with each show, you are showing something and expressing something different. And I do feel the inner child is coming out more and more.
Yeah. I mean, you
because it's evolving, which is lovely. And now you and I are writing a book. We're writing a JoJo book together.
That's right. So I wanted to save that for...
So I can't see how impulsive. I get excited.
No, I get it. I wanted to save that because Gina and I, we're writing a new JoJo book. So we're going to keep that still. We're not going to say what it is. Or I don't know.
Well, it's a surprise. But see, I can't wait. It's like a present. They know I had to hide it or I'd give it to them. I mean, so I can't keep from it.
Yeah, so when you tell me about yourself, you good. Have evolved. You're like I said, every show you do, more of your inner child does beam out. And it does have, not that they weren't good before, they're just evolving into more of lightness.
Yeah, I
feel spirituality that. Isn't so heavy. It's light.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it can
I feel
be
that.
Fun. It doesn't have to be heavy, you know.
Absolutely.
To watch my daughter, one of my biggest lessons, and my children are, evolve and seeing her gifts, how powerful she is. She really is so powerful. I mean, I could tell her I'm her mom, but until she sees it, I wish I could hold a mirror of what I see in her, because I mean, there are no words like I get.
Wow. Maybe we can, you can create that. You can hold the mirror. She sees what she sees. And then you press the button. Let me show you what I see. And then you get that.
Yeah.
Wow. This is amazing. So yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited about this work that we're doing and about the collaboration and seeing you again with Megan and all that.
Thank you. I'm so grateful that you invited my daughter with me. I mean,
absolutely.
There are no words. This, it means everything.
Yeah. Thank you so much for inviting me. This was definitely a new experience for me being on a show like this, and especially with the whole coming out of the book and the dedication, it's completely new.
Absolutely. No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. You are the character in this book, you know, and it's not just the book, you know, it's a way of life. It's your part of the life of your mom. And she takes your relationship to clients, right. And use it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a way of growing. We're all growing. We're all interconnected. It's like this flower of life. We're all interconnected. If we think of something, when we say, oh, if you thought about it, somebody else already have, because we're already connected, you know, so it's like a collective
That's
consciousness
right.
that we are connected and we bring this
Absolutely.
Joy to everybody. And so we have this. So the book is out. What else, Gina or Megan, what else can you share with our audiences or with people that are watching? How can they be, aside from the help that they receive about the inner child, how can they, how can you be of help to them, or what do you feel that you can bring to them? What else can they get from this program today?
I'm going to give this to Megan because I feel like I love that the flavor of the young adult is on.
Wonderful.
And I think that she will reach an audience. So, I mean, you can see what I do on my website. You know,
yes.
I'm just here to assist in any way I can. So I'm going to give this to Megan because I feel like this is our future. This is our these are our future generation. This is what it's about. Not that
it
we are
is.
Finished.
It
but
is.
This is who it's about.
It is.
So I'm gonna leave it over to Megan.
I guess coming into like oneself and taking my own experiences that I've learned throughout my life. And just kind of applying them to today and just trying to let things go and really just focusing on myself. And like you said, a lot less self-sabotage because life is not that seriously. And there are more important things in life, like family and, you know, as simple as like writing this book. It meant a lot. And taking my dog out for a walk, I think it's the simple things that really make you happy, you know, and to look inside yourself and just find that self-love before, you know, you're seeking validation from anything else.
This is great. You know, I mean, this is really great, Gina. I mean, you did a good job. I mean, it's really, but I want to say, you know,
but she was willing to do and be with me, you know, it's not even my doing a job. She was willing to come along and stay on the ride with me.
Yeah, no, this is great. This is great because the children, Megan and like you, are the future. Are the now that is the future.
The now.
Because the now and the future. You're from now going forward, you know. Because myself, Gina, this generation, we worked hard. I mean, we have gifts, but we really worked hard because we came from a generation that did not understand. It's like... here and here, not from better or good, just different concept, different understanding, very linear, everything, building a country, very physical, not as much in the esoteric world. And I felt working very hard to come to where I am today. And you're just born with it, man. It's like...
Well, and the strength and having her voice, like, I love how she said, I choose not to say what it is right now. Like, she honored herself. I would have been her age, like, okay. Like, I felt that was so empowering.
Yeah.
That she said that. I just want to bring focus to that. And again, Elon, thank you for having her on. Like, now we have created this memory that is going around the world. Like, we have this forever. Like, she'll pass it on to her children. Not now. But when she has them.
Not now.
Wait. But now, I mean, this is another legacy, you know, that generationally that we have. So thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you for creating this with us.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, because this is, so here's the thing, you know, and you, Megan, probably know that. Your story feeds into Gina's stories, into your mom's story, and my story feeds into your story by working and doing this new book with you, and each one is their own story, and yet we all come together. This is fascinating. Yeah. This is really what I love. So thank you really for being these beings in this story, and in my story, and just allowing me also to grow, because I really feel that there is a lot of growth. There is more to come. There is more to come, and really, it's really joyous. And your mom, have you seen your mom? So whoever is watching now, Gina also participated in the last music video clip that I did for a prolific musician, Mati Kaspi, and you played there. You were there, and you were a character in there. So it was really great. It's seeing another side of Gina, because Gina is also an actor. She's kind of being modest, but she's an actor, and I feel that being an actor and actually going out there and playing a character is really the ability to step out of yourself and embrace a different story, a different character. And that is a quality of a great healer, of somebody who works well with people, that you can actually step into somebody imaginary shoes just to create a feeling, to create a scenario, to create a story. And you are a storyteller. You are, definitely. Okay, yeah. And you, Megan, too.
Oh, I really enjoy it.
You are.
She's very much so.
This is great. This is great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, wonderful ladies, for being here and sharing your wisdom and your gifts and the book and the series of books. And this time is the Sea Show. It's like, you know, it's almost like I'm thinking of, like, why didn't you turn around and just jump into the picture behind you? Well, yeah. That would be a good effect,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, it's an interesting story, because we saw this and we said, if we ever move closer to the beach, we'll get it. 3 years went by.
And we took the number of the artist who made it. And then when we finally got here, we called her up. And
That's it. Yeah. So there's a whole story behind a story of a story.
That's great. That's great. It looks like a window of a ship, you know, like you're on the bottom, on the belly of the ship, and you're looking outside and you're seeing the ocean and everything. And you are near the ocean.
And we had to transform ourselves and make a new beginning. And we did that as a unit, me, my daughter, and my son, Christopher. So what I think is amazing, as Elon, you do these high teas. And so he gifted me his Sassafras. It's a heart opener. And of course, I shared it with my daughter.
Yeah.
And it's not just any tea.
Thank you.
So especially when you are in this place of calm, or you read a children's book, like for adults to read a children's book and take this tea, you can explain the mechanics and the physical properties. I can only express what it's done to me. And it has given this calm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So high tea is the base of it is sassafras, but there are many ingredients to it, and it's all herbal, all natural, and it's made with the sassafras, the skullcap, which is good for your crown chakra, mullein, which is good for your respiratory system. So there are different kind of teas. There's open heart, there is love sanity, which works on your sacral, creativity, sexuality, and there is breathe easy, so it is really working on your respiratory system. And there is a new one that is coming out, and it's called skin glow. So You're talking, Megan, about skin.
That's why, she wants to open her own skin line. So can you imagine?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. So this is also available.
I see something happening.
So it is available. It is available for purchase, and you can reach out to me, whoever is watching, if you're interested. And I'll be happy to talk to you about it. But this is really, working with your. I think I drank the tea while I was looking at the books when I got them, the first package. So it was, it's really kind of, it can bring you into a very calm place and imaginary place. So,
right.
No, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much for your encouragement or for your inspiration, Megan. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Gina, for being here. And everybody who is watching, thank you for your courage to be here and to show up and to try something. You can always go back to what you're familiar with if you really want to. But do you really want to? Thank you for being here. This is Abracadabra. Create what you speak. We create what we speak, so we create actually what we want. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Across the silver sea, hey! On mountaintops nobody knows, hey! There's a castle white as snow, hidden away, oh. I go there when I feel
Abracadabra, create what you speak with Ilan Azulay, only.